This ham radio audience, we present to you Mr. Edwin Mickenberg of the Communist Party. This time is sponsored by the Communist Party, and the views expressed are their own. Mr. Mickenberg introduces the speaker of the evening.
Friends, the Young Communist League of Williamsburg and Ridgewood is a living part of this district. It is involved in a steady fight for the youth. At the head stands the executive secretary, who has been a leader in many drives for the betterment of conditions for the young workers and students. We know what deplorable conditions do exist in Williamsburg and Ridgewood. Friends, we may well be proud of our candidate. In tracing back her record in the fight for jobs, for students and unemployed youth, she stands in the forefront. Her courage and ability have won for her the admiration of all the young people who know her or have heard of her consistent fight for them. I take great pleasure in introducing one of you, the candidate for assembly in the 20th Assembly District, Miss Mary Maron.
This time, radio audience, we present to you Mr. Edwin Mickenberg of the Communist Party. This time is sponsored by the Communist Party, and the views expressed are their own. Mr. Mickenberg introduces the speaker of the evening.
Friends, the Young Communist League of Williamsburg and Ridgewood is a living part of this district. It is involved in a steady fight for the youth. At the head stands the executive secretary, who has been a leader in many drives for the betterment of conditions for the young workers and students. We know what deplorable conditions do exist in Williamsburg and Ridgewood. Friends, we may well be proud of our candidate. In tracing back her record in the fight for jobs, for students and unemployed youth, she stands in the forefront. Her courage and ability have won for her the admiration of all the young people who know her or have heard of her consistent fight for them. I take great pleasure in introducing one of you, the candidate for assembly in the 20th Assembly District, Miss Mary Maron.
We young people of Williamsburg and Ridgewood are today faced with the serious problem of making our choice for those candidates whom we think will give us the opportunities and security we need so vitally. We of the Young Communist League are proud to give our wholehearted support to the one party which has demonstrated, indeed, its sincerity in considering the problems which face us and in helping us solve them, not in the far distant future, but right now. That is the Communist Party. I consider it a great honor to have been nominated by that party as the Communist candidate in the 20th Assembly District. This is a responsibility I accept, fully realizing the fact that thousands of young people in the 20th Assembly District will be casting their vote for the first time in November. They will demand of their candidate the answer to their problems. That is why the Communist Party has nominated me, Executive Secretary of the Young Communist League in this district, one of the most influential organizations in our community, to run as candidate in the 20th Assembly District. It had long been the conception that young people are not interested in the economic and political developments around us. We here help to thoroughly smash that conception when from 25 important youth organizations in Williamsburg and Ridgewood, we sent 35 delegates to the Convention of the American Youth Congress, an organization representing more. We played a part in making our needs and desires known to those in the government responsible to us in the form of one of the most important documents for the young people of America, the American Youth Act. The Act provides, first, a system of vocational training and employment on public enterprises for the youth from 16 to 25 years at regular wages. Second, wages in such public enterprises shall be equal to prevailing trade union rates for the work performed, but in no case less than $15 per week. Third, all needy high school students are to receive governmental assistance for living expenses at a rate not less than $15 per month. Fourth, a system of academic projects is to be established for needy college students, paying not less than $25 per month. Five, the Act is to be administered by joint committees composed of representatives of labor, youth, and consumers' organizations. Six, the benefits of the Act extend to all youth without discrimination because of nativity, sex, race, color, religion, or political opinions or affiliations. Seven, no youth shall be disqualified because of past or present participation in strikes or refusal to work for less than trade union wages. And last, these measures are to be financed by taxes on gifts, inheritances, and incomes, corporate or individual, of over $5,000 per year. The Communist Party has been the only party which has given all of its efforts, together with the Young Communist League, to popularize this act, not only in our community, but throughout the United States. It is the only party which has included this act in its program. For this reason, we urge all young people to support the Communist Party in the coming elections. It is precisely because we, the young people, raised our voices in protest against lack of jobs, insecurity, a dark-looking future, by forming the American Youth Congress, that today, for the first time, the two major political parties are forced to heed these voices and offer some attempt at a way out of the misery and despair which comes from the insecurity and lack of any hope for the future. Let us consider what is offered us. Not very long ago, Mr. Roosevelt appealed to the youth of the nation to be patient, to wait, that our turns would come. Let us remember that it was precisely because a million young people refused to wait any longer, precisely because they banded together under the American Youth Congress, that we gained any recognition of our needs. What we want is the chance to work, to make a decent living, the chance to study, the chance to get married. Mr. Roosevelt has not given us the answer to any of these problems. Our local Democratic candidates have not answered any of these problems. Not one of them has considered those of us single unemployed who have found it impossible to get on relief, those of us getting out of the high schools and colleges with no prospects of continuing with the work we had been preparing ourselves for. Nor has it been considered by them that in a community such as Williamsburg, which is one of the largest slum areas in the city, that there is not one free community center where we can meet. We here must continue the work we started by publicizing the American Youth Act, by getting every single organization in our communities to endorse it. Bring it to the attention of our local officials. A large communist vote will mean just this. This is our guarantee that it will be passed. There are others who have made attempts to show us a way out. Mr. Hoover, spokesman for the political party, Republican Party, tells us that in a short time, after the older generation has died away, we shall be able to take their places. What places, Mr. Hoover? These are the words which come from the spokesman of a party which would do away with even that bit of relief that our parents are receiving today. A party which has placed before us a candidate for President of the United States who is backed by none other than Mr. Hearst. Mr. Hearst recently conferred with Hitler in Germany, where every opportunity for the youth has been smashed, where books were burned, where athletic and social clubs were done away with, where trade unions were destroyed. We all know too well the campaign carried on by Mr. Hearst in his newspapers against those who dare participate in the progressive movement to ensure academic freedom in the schools. This is the man who is backing Landon. And that is the reason why the Young Communist League wholeheartedly endorses the Communist Party in its statement that Landon must be defeated at all costs. And what of the Democratic sheriff of our own Kings County? He offers us a, quote, legion of 5,000 youth to wipe out the communists in Brooklyn, end of quote. He is busy organizing the young people to fight that party which has alone given us new hope, an entirely new outlook, which through its experience has proven to us what we can do as a united body. To expose such men as Mr. Hearst and all of his representatives for what they are, the Communist Party and Young Communist League will participate in Anti-Hearst Day, October 24th, a day set aside mainly to unite all progressive people, young and old, against such enemies of progress who would establish a government such as exists in Germany today. This day can become for us the beginning of a tremendous youth movement in Williamsburg and Ridgewood for our right as citizens and future citizens of the United States to live a decent, healthy, and happy life. It can mean jobs now and not some 20 years from now. We call on all progressive clubs, churches, and wives, no matter what their affiliation, to participate with us in making this day a blow at reaction. I, as a representative of the Young Communist League, composed of members between the ages of 16 and 25, wish to say that my organization is taking an active role in making Anti-Hearst Day a success in our community. We invite you to attend our lectures, which deal with the issues in the coming elections, and discussions on what the various parties hold out to us young people. We say to you, on the day of the inauguration of the president, whoever he may be, the American Youth Congress is calling for a pilgrimage of millions of youth throughout the nation, organized and unorganized, to call upon the president, to lay our cards on the table, to ask him how we're to be taken care of while he is in office. The Young Communist League endorses this action and says further, this march of youth can be a thousandfold more effective if the millions participating represent organized bodies. Unity means quick action. That is what a large communist vote means. That is what a strong Young Communist League means. There are today approximately 5,500 single unemployed youth in Ridgewood. My organization has led many delegations of young people to the Home Relief Bureaus and NYA offices. It has been only because of these united actions of young communists and youth of other political affiliations that we have been successful in partially breaking down discrimination against the single unemployed. The single unemployed of Ridgewood must live too. My party demands that they be given this chance to live. My party demands the passage of the American Youth Act and extension of the NYA jobs. Many of the young people in Williamsburg and Ridgewood are members of social clubs. However, the majority of these youth are not members of any club or organization. These young people are faced with a problem of begging for pennies from their parents to go to a movie or a dance or to take their girlfriends out. My party demands that the WPA funds be used to build three community centers in Williamsburg and Ridgewood. Not long ago, the directors of the YWCA, the YMHA of Williamsburg, one of the Catholic churches in Ridgewood, the sheriff, and a representative of the American Legion in Greenpoint met in the YWCA of Williamsburg and came to the conclusion that social clubs must be destroyed as breeders of crime. Very little was discussed on what care would be taken of the youth after their sole means of social life were taken from them. Immediately after this, there was a bombardment of raids upon these social clubs by the police on Troutman, Starr, and Knickerbocker, and Gates Avenue. The Communist Party agrees that crime should be prevented, not by putting the blame for crime on the youth in the social club, but by seeing to it that the conditions of the young people are secure. It is poverty and hopelessness that breed crime. The Communist Party demands leave the social clubs alone or build substitutions for them in the form of gymnasiums, swimming pools, and community centers. On Barrett, Moore, and Siegel Street, extending from Graham Avenue to White Avenue, there exists a little Harlem. The Negro youth living in this territory are faced with the worst conditions in the city. They are discriminated against at the Home Relief Bureau. Their homes are fire-trapped, and they cannot even depend upon their parents to help them out, since the adult Negroes get the lowest allotment of relief, if any, in the whole city. These young people are kept from dances and restaurants. The Communist Party says, for equal social, political, and economic rights for the Negroes, vote communist. For academic freedom in our high schools, to ensure against such actions as occurred recently in Eastern District High School, where the student youth organization, the American Student Union, could not run its candidates in the GO election. For a happy, secure life, vote communist. Unite with the Young Communist League to build our communities into better places to live in. The only political party which is showing the youth the way to a better life is the Communist Party. Vote communist in 1936. For any further information, write Young Communist League, 234 Broadway, Brooklyn, or Young Communist League, 343 Linden Street, Brooklyn. I repeat, Young Communist League, 234 Broadway, Brooklyn, or the Young Communist League, 343 Linden Street, Brooklyn.
And thus, radio audience, you've just listened to the 15-minute discourse brought to you by Miss Mann. Is that the name? The candidate for assembly in the 20th Assembly District in the Communistic Party.
This time we have a presentation of the Police Department Safety Campaign Program.